Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time, and I pray for those listening that you will reveal yourself to them and reveal to them your glory. Amen. Wonderful Jesus, thank you for everything. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. Amen. Man can experience three births in their human lifetime. Their natural birth, everyone experiences that. The second is being born again. The third is being born of the Holy Spirit. Three is the number we see pretty clearly in the Bible, and also just God has revealed that three is the perfect number. And so that third birth is the most, well, is really the key to knowing Him. The second birth is the greatest miracle, salvation. Someone being saved, and it's so simple. It's a person just choosing God instead of self. Very simple. And if they hear the gospel, it's choosing Jesus Christ instead of self. How wonderful this is. This is the most important choice for human beings, for sure. And this is a very short message today, very, very short. But this series is the glory of the Lord. And when somebody experiences that third birth, they now, Jesus revealed, they've entered the kingdom. That's God's kingdom. And they, He's an eternal revelation, so they begin an eternal journey of what man was supposed to do. That's what man is created to do, know Him and ultimately fellowship with Him. Amen. And that's, sadly, the world, most of the world, has no concept of this. They see religion, they want nothing to do with it. Very sad. Even if you look at the statistics, about, they say 100 million people are Pentecostal charismatic. Let's just double that. Let's be generous and say it's 200 million. Well, that's 10% of the Christians and Catholics. So we're down to 10%. It's basically, just summarizing it, it's about 3% or less, really 2% of less of people in the world, according to stats, get into this third birth. How sad that is. But so glorious, so wonderful, this, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ Himself, God Almighty, so awesome, so glorious, so majestic, and so powerful. And we see that Jesus Christ is the revelation of God. Someone, you know, anyone wants to know what God's like, just look right at Jesus. Just, and this Holy Spirit, Jesus Unlimited. He is Jesus Unlimited. That's what a great man of God describes Him. So wonderful that He is Jesus Christ. And so, what are we then to do? When we meet Him, He will empower us to do all the things that He wants us to do and so forth. And we can intercede, we worship, we naturally want to walk with Him. As I mentioned in a previous message, this awesome list of, we naturally want to walk with Him, learn from Him, serve Him, be with Him, seek Him, worship Him. Amen. Intercede. We just naturally want to do these things. He will empower us to deal with our challenges. One of the biggest challenges, dealing with people. And we, He'll give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He will. But the glory of the Lord. Here's one thing I'll finish up with this. The heavens declare the glory of God. The earth reveals His glory. And then man can know His glory. So that's, man can actually, to think that that's what man was born to do, was simply know Him and forever. And the whole this is an eternal mystery. It's up to a person what they do with God's offer. And it's like that all the way through, from salvation to being born of the Holy Spirit and going deeper. It's God made man into His image and likeness, and so man, God cannot and will not make a man or woman do anything. And this explains, this really answers every objection, could answer every objection that people have about the gospel. Maybe not every objection, but so many people, their big objection is, well, then how, if God is a God of love, how could there be a hell? How could there be, you know, so on and so forth? There's an answer, and it's the mystery that God's made man into His image, and man can know His glory. So the heavens, the earth, but man can know His glory. Man can choose. Angels are made from God's glory and carry His glory with them, but they didn't choose to choose Him over self. A great man of God points out, this is fascinating, angels have never heard God say, "I love you," and angels have never said that to God. Only man. You know, there's this mystery. This mystery surrounding the human being. Every human being is eternal. Those who choose self, they miss out on His glory. I miss out on heaven. They will exist forever. That's something the Holy Spirit only can reveal to us, that God is so powerful. His command in the spirit realm is everlasting life. What He does in the natural realm, in terms of, like, you know, making man into His image, he gives life, basically, in the natural. And when He made man into His image, man is eternal, like Him. So, glory to God forever.